Winning. I mean, that's probably
Yeah.
the first thing that I liked. I mean, it was you think that the law of percentages will catch up to you at some point in time with, 30 years or so before we've been able to go up there and win. But after kind of a weird, kind of sloppy first quarter, I thought we settled in, and what I was really pleased about was just the contributions made by all three phases. We had challenged the kids to, those that were on special teams units that might not be getting a lot of snaps to be able to step up and make some big time plays. And Moses, which has been pretty consistent through the year, but ended up with a big block kick. Freddie Camp got on that fumbled punt in the end zone, which was really cool to see. But I think so far that was our best total game. And to be able to come out finally in the plus area in the turnover margin was a breath of fresh air for us, but felt really good just about the overall demeanor of our football team, the focus they had, the practice going up into it. So I thought it was a big step forward for us.
First question from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Congratulations for that win.
Thank you,
We
Tiffany.
talked a little bit about Marcus and his performance, not just in this weekend's game, but from the beginning of the year. I mean, if you could talk about
Talk about, I missed it. You were breaking up a little bit.
it's Marquise Buchanan.
Okay.
Yeah.
About Marquise. Marquise, I was very proud of him. He's, came off a tough game 2 games ago and followed up with two good performances. And obviously the big score late in the game was outstanding. It was third quarter, and the bomb that Devin was able to put on his fingertips, and he brought it in. It wasn't the easiest catch in the world, but that's what Marquise does for us. He's a consistent performer, and I still think that there's more ahead of him as well.
Next question from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Mac.
Freddie Mullet, co-defensive player of the week. Just talk about his performance in that game on Saturday.
I mean, I thought his performance was what it's been all year long. He's been really remarkable to me, but I think the highlight probably is a one-armed man getting a pick, which was pretty cool. He's playing with a huge club on his left arm that he had surgery in just a little while ago. But his performance is so consistent throughout the year. I mean, he's a kid that, I look at it, he's not the biggest guy on the field, obviously, but I mean, he plays as big as anybody out there. He's in there taking care of his responsibility, and then he shows up in other areas of the field where he has no business but making a knife tackle or something very impressive. So, Freddie's one of those guys. I mean, we've known him since he was a sophomore in high school. He's a roadie guy and grown up quite nicely. And I'm just thrilled. He is a real catalyst for us and can play corner, nickel, and blitz and cover all the different things you ask him to do. He does very well, but he just plays so doggone fast. It's impressive to watch week to week.
And if you could just comment, Coach, on the defense as a whole, you took a UNH team, total offense for them, 235 yards. I mean, you really did a nice job keeping them at bay.
Yeah, I got to give, all credit to where it's due. The Coach Lorandi defensive staff, those guys have been continue to refine what we do and what we do best, pick and choose spots to put different people on the field to do different roles. But the ability to, we stopped them at 0.8 per run. When you're able to stop the run game, it's huge. And then, obviously we got 4 sacks, and AJ had a big part. It was great to see Primrose get one. But we were very active. I thought they called a great game, and the only disappointment was that last touchdown, which kind of, it didn't tarnish the victory, but sure, it would have been nice to roll out of there with a 3-point game. But those things happen. But I'm really impressed with how they continue to get better. And where we need to get better now is we need to take more balls off of people. I mean, that really becomes our magic sauce going forward. Continue to play consistent football, but if we can get more takeaways, I think that will pay dividends as we go down the home stretch here.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thanks, Chris, from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Nick, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
Good.
Couple questions. First, you ever been part of a 3-2 football game at halftime? And how juiced up were the guys coming out of the locker room, even with a 3-2 deficit?
The first question you asked, yes, I have been. When I was at Akron, we went in at halftime at Ohio State with Beanie Wells at running back. We scored the first two plays, did the 2 points on defense, and then they got a field goal. So went into it, but that one didn't turn out like this one turned out. Ended up being a 21 to something loss. Our kids are, if you look at how we played in the second half, so, that's been our gig. So there was no concern, no panic. We'd really given away the first quarter. We missed plays, we had penalties, we did stupid things with field position, shanked a punt. But I think defense held out, they held us in there. But our kids, make their adjustments, come on out and just go play. And I think that's been, the focus that we've all had and bought into is just play the next snap day in and day out and see if we can go ahead and win the next snap. And if we do, then see if you can win the game.
And then you mentioned Moses, has that block. What does it say about the culture of your program now that a kid like that came in, talented kid, Gatorade Player of the Year in the state, and he's making plays on special teams to help you and buying in that phase?
Yeah, well, he's been kind of a Swiss Army knife. He hasn't gotten a lot of snaps on defense, but he's been significantly involved at the end of games. He's big, he can run, and we're continuing to groom him. Right now he's got two good guys playing in front of him, and they're playing their tails off. But Moses is a major part of our future here. His ability to run and hit has been very valuable on special teams, but he's a very conscientious kid that takes care of his business, and it's very important for him to do his job, and he did it magnificently the other day, without a doubt, in both, kickoff coverage and on the punt block. He almost had the first one too. So he's a great kid to coach, and I can't wait to see. His upside is absolutely huge.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jimmy, next question from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, coach, how you doing? Congrats.
Good, Larry. Thank you.
All right. Black Bears and Rams, terrific rivalry has some weird, wild games of late. You've had the better of it lately, but now a pretty important game if you look at the landscape of the conference and everything. Thoughts on the Black Bears?
They're good, really good. You look at obviously you go, Villanova had to travel up to Maine. I always think that's a 14-point advantage for Maine. I think that they've got a very active defense. I think they cover well. I think that they're doing a nice job, in all phases on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I don't know the kids that well, but their running backs are really impressive. And I think that, their whole group as a whole is solid. I like the quarterback, although, like I said, I've only got a couple games in on it so far. But I like their team. I think Jordan's done a good job with that group. I think that they're believing right now. It's a huge game. Their ability to get right back into this thing and jump up to the top is there for them, and it's so for us. So, put all that aside, it is Maine. And as you've seen some of those wild games, and those games are physical, and they're chippy, and they've been wild. So I think that we've got to go ahead and play a very good football game and keep a lid on your emotions to some extent. But we're a hungry group, so are they. It's going to be a good football game.
Got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, following up on Larry's question, when you get your kids' attention for this game, pretty easy when they see that score from Saturday against Villanova, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, these kids, have been really, really deliberate. We had a little party up there at UNH, and by the time we got home, by the time we finished in the locker room talking, it's about Maine. And I think that they've been doing a good job of putting the last one behind them. Now, They got to walk on campus and everybody's going to tell them, oh, you guys are the greatest thing in the world. We'll see how they handle that stuff. But, it's the homecoming game for us. There's a heightened level of expectation and enthusiasm about the program. But our kids are more focused knowing that we've got a very good main team coming in here. It's the next CAA, it's the next step. And we're going to put together a good practice and go play a good game. And like I told them this morning, the only thing I'm after is just be better. I want to be better this week. I think we've shown consistent improvement throughout the year, which is to me the huge mark of a football team. Get better and better and better. And as we've got the main and then the rest of these cats ahead of us, we can't take our foot off the gas. We better be prepared, or all dreams come to a very quick end in this conference.
Thanks again, Coach.
Jim, just one more for me. I know you touched on the defense, but that Rhode Island or that New Hampshire offense has been pretty prolific. You guys held them to 215 yards. You got four.
I just lost you there. I
Yeah,
think
somehow I got
John.
moved.
Okay.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. The New Hampshire offense had been really prolific. You held them to 215 yards, just 20 on the ground. What were you able to do so effectively to slow them down?
We handled their issue routes. We handled, they were a little bit more conservative than we thought that they would be. But I think in reality, I didn't hear Ricky speak. I didn't think, his quarterback was really sharp early. They ended up playing two guys there. I think our defense is tough. We got multiple looks. We got multiple things that we can throw at people. But our ability to stop the run is where it all started. And so it was a good outing. I'm sure that they didn't play their best, but that had a lot to do with how we run around on defense. Like I said, look forward to getting better. But that was a good football team we beat, and I'm sure they'll be a pain in the tail for everybody else. I'm just glad we were able to get the W.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time here today.